Welcome back to the Casa Connection podcast. We hope you've been enjoying our content that we have been putting out once every 2 weeks or so. We truly, truly enjoy talking about the various issues that surround the world of foster care and trying to educate our community, trying to inform folks about these issues in the world of foster care. And we've got a great discussion for you this week. I am Jeff Warren, and I'm here with our executive director,
Tracy Heisler. Hi, everybody.
There you go. Yes. Look, folks, she's one of the most knowledgeable people that I've ever known in my life as it pertains to foster care. And we've worked in this CASA network now for quite some time. And I'm saying that, yes, because she's my boss and because it's true, too. Yes, it is absolutely true. When we are coming up with our topics to talk about, you know, we both work on it together, Tracy. But this topic that you came up with is so extremely important to the work we do at CASA. And inevitably, it's so important to the foster children that we serve. And it's about our partnerships that we have. And there are times, we had a staff meeting today. We're talking about partnerships. We're talking about community. We're talking about our mission overall and how we can continue to better serve kids in a just way. And we can't always do it just simply by ourselves. We need community partners in order to do this good work that we're doing, in order to provide a voice for children who don't have a voice. And I just love this topic because it's something that we haven't dove into yet here on the CASA Connection. And it's something that's so important, not just our CASA programs, but even other CASA programs throughout New Jersey, throughout the United States. Partnerships are important for what we do.
They really are, Jeff. And here in New Jersey, as around the country, our child welfare system is in a state of transition.
Yeah.
With federal Families First legislation, where we're looking to keep kids in the home. We're trying to stabilize and strengthen families so that kids aren't removed into foster care. And one of the big missing pieces in that is stuff. Resources.
Stuff.
Concrete resources.
It is a great word, stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Whether that stuff is food, whether it's a car repair, whether it's groceries or gas money or a utility bill, we have a need that needs to be filled to make sure that families are stable.
The things that many of us take for granted on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
Yeah.
So we've talked before. I grew up very poor.
Yep.
So I know what that cascade effect looks like. When you don't have enough to go around to start with, your brakes go on your car, but you need your car to get to work, but the money that you have allocated for rent has to be used to pay for the brakes so that you can continue to work and get
yep.
money for food.
Yep.
And it's a domino effect.
Yeah.
So that's one of the spaces, as you know, at CASA Shaw, where for the last few years, we've been really trying to figure out how to provide more for these concrete resources for our families and for biological parents, as well as resource parents, and as well as things for the kids
yeah.
that other people aren't able or willing to provide. So when we do fundraisers and write grants, they're usually for specific projects. So it's not money that we can generally siphon off to do this
yeah.
initiative. So we've had to rely on our partners. So one of them is St. John of the Mountain Church.
Fantastic people, and thank you for all you've done.
New Jersey.
Yes.
They are amazing. For the last several years, they have provided us with tote bags filled with toiletries and books and blankets and stuffed animals. We call them first night bags.
Yeah.
So that yep. when kids come into foster care, their things don't end up in a garbage bag. And
yep.
they have some things that are theirs to try to help with that transition. They've also helped with giving us thousands of dollars worth of Target gift cards so that our families can fill those needs for
yeah.
whatever it is that, you know, generally they need.
Oh, and it's not just going to Target to buy that new TV, folks.
No,
I mean, it's going to
food,
buy food,
shoes,
clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foundational
yeah. diapers.
Baby gates.
Yes.
That was another one that, yep. that we used them
yeah.
for. They also have been ongoing partners with a diaper and wipe initiative so that we have a bank. So just yesterday, one of our advocates came in and said, you know, I have these two kids. They're with grandma. Grandma really doesn't have many resources. Can I take some diapers for her? And she got toys and activity bags, and we just had bicycles donated. So she took bicycles. She was able to really provide for these kids with stuff that they wouldn't otherwise have been able to have access to. So kudos to them. So one story that is really close to my heart that was recent. We had a family reach out to us that we had served before the case was closed. But there were a whole bunch of home repairs that needed to be done in this rental home.
And by the way, to keep the children safe.
Yeah.
To keep the children safe.
And so the landlord saw these issues and said, you know, fix them or you're going to be evicted. And there was nobody to provide that stuff.
Right.
So when mom came to us and, you know, I got a quote, it was more than $4,000 to fix. And we didn't have $4,000 to
do
that.
Right.
But I do have some donors who would support this. So we were able to put $2,000 together. We hired people to do some of the work. I bought the materials and then my husband did the rest of the work. And the landlord came over yesterday, as a matter of fact, and couldn't find any reason to evict them. So
fantastic.
This family, for a $2,000 investment and sweat equity, this family has been saved from homelessness.
Absolutely.
Family of five.
Yeah.
That is a big deal.
It's a huge deal. And it's not just when we say the word stuff, it's not just the luxuries. It's not.
No.
It's the necessities.
Exactly.
That's what the stuff is that we're talking about. Those concrete resources that our CASA program goes out of their way to make sure that foster children inevitably are able to have so that they can potentially thrive. Like, that's the end goal. You have to have the foundation there in order for them to have the opportunity to thrive.
Well, and what I think people in the middle class maybe don't understand is what it's like when those foundational needs are not met.
Yeah.
And how quickly what you do have can be gone.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, everything, you have to crisis mode prioritize.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have a family right now that they're getting ready to move into their apartment and they have literally nothing but the clothes on their back. So we've been collecting at our office. There's a big pile. So if you come visit and you're like, what the heck is going on here? Yes, that there was no space in my house. So it's all piled in the office. But we've got dressers, pots, pans, linens, towels, you know, all the things that a family would need to be successful and to have what they need. So I'm really grateful to people in the community. Because I will post it on our social media site.
Yeah.
I post it on my personal social media site. And people have been very generous and very kind. And whatever we can't find through those free venues, then we'll go to Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard of FreeCycle, that's an awesome resource where you can find things where people are just getting rid of their stuff.
Right.
And if you have a family that needs it, you can just go pick it up off their porch.
Absolutely.
And there it is.
We talk about the stuff as being the necessities for children. And there is a group that we also are partners with. It's a women's group that has done some amazing work with us in providing blankets.
Blankets. Yeah,
for children.
Piece together quilters.
Yes, especially during the winter months.
Yes.
You know, when, guess what? The hot water heater does go out. The AC, the HVAC unit may have some problems.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so very fortunate, my wife and I, to have the jobs that we have and to have the opportunities that we have. When we were selling our home last year, we came to our sale agreement and a week later, our hot water heater busted on us. It just happened. But we were fortunate enough to have resources to be able to replace that hot water heater, put a new one in for who are going to be the new owners of the home. We had that opportunity, but the quote small things that we take for granted, like blankets, we have a partnership with an amazing community group and organization who are able to provide those quilts and those blankets to us.
And they embroider the children's names.
They do. They do.
To make sure that, you know.
Yeah.
That's theirs. Another partner that we have been really fortunate to have are the Jack and Jill group of Central New Jersey.
They're fantastic.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. They have filled backpacks for our kids for school. They have bought holiday gifts to make sure that they have what they need. One of their recent initiatives that their children actually did was hair products for textured hair for our kids who didn't have access because it's expensive. So they put together these beautiful kits and they have been flying off the shelves. I think I have 10 left because there were a whole bunch that they brought. And that's been a beautiful thing to see. So if you are out there listening and you have contributed to these partnerships, thank you. Another one I should mention is the Children's Hope Initiative.
Yes.
That has given us grants of money, not just for our tutoring program that we run, but also for something called the Connie Fund.
Yes.
The Connie Fund was created in 2007, I want to say. One of our advocates, Connie Fenner, passed away, and people made donations in her honor. And so we set that money aside in the Connie Fund to buy things for the kids, things that they couldn't get anyplace else.
Right.
And
those are the special gifts here and there, the special ones that really provide so much meaning to them.
But since the pandemic, the requests of the Connie Fund have changed from things like an Xbox to food.
Right. Yeah.
So the Children's Hope Initiative very graciously has funded that where we can handle those concrete resource needs that are coming in that are outside of the fun things that they used to be.
Absolutely. I think it's also important too to recognize and even talk about briefly our donor partners too.
Yes.
You know, Financial Resources Credit Union have done an amazing job with our CASA program.
So has Columbia Bank, Provident Bank, also, and Magyar Bank. They have all stepped up to help fund the work that we're doing and ensure that our kids are getting the advocacy that they need.
Absolutely. Let's not forget about also, and it's more of an event type of situation, but the Somerset Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
Minor league baseball team. For the past 2 years, they have been allowing us to host our Go Blue for CASA days at the ballpark, where we're able to raise more awareness of foster children, various issues that foster kids go through, and families as well. But they've been a great partner as well.
And let's not forget Verve.
There we go.
That's with proprietor Rick St. Pierre in Somerville, New Jersey. They have been incredibly generous with us over the years and have hosted events and provided food and it's a really lovely place.
It is.
If you're in New Jersey, hit Verve because it's worth your money.
Right there on Main Street, right in Somerville. Yeah. It's not a paid promotion, folks. Okay.
No, not at all.
We're just saying.
Just are really grateful and they're awesome.
Absolutely.
But there are so many partners like these guys throughout Central New Jersey who have done so much for our kids, for our families. And done things outside the box in a way that it was more than writing a check.
Yes, yes. One last story, if you don't mind, before we head out of here. A community and I call them a community partner, but they are much more than that. And they don't even live here in this state anymore. And I don't even know if they want us to use their names. But what they did recently, former CASA volunteer here at CASA Shaw, her husband, and what they did for a family south of us in one of the southern states was the most amazing thing. And this lady who does pottery and sells her pottery and still donates it to our nonprofit, to this CASA program, is one of the most amazing community individual and community partners
she's
ever known in my life.
An angel on earth. So, so we have a kid.
She's not going to want us to say her name, by the way. So we're not going to do that.
So we have a kid who is here in New Jersey who needs to move to a southern state.
Yep.
But they couldn't move until there was a bed.
Yep.
Because the state says, in that other state says you have to have a bed in place before they can move. So normally I would just go get a bed. But this is a different state down south. So I called our former advocate and said, are you anywhere near such and such? Can you arrange to help me find a free bed? And she was like, oh, no, I got this. She was 2 hours away.
2 hours away.
She went and got a brand new bed, took her husband to the house. They set it up. They took pictures. They sent it up here for the caseworker so that the child could move.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I don't know why that couldn't have been done by a caseworker down there,
right?
But it took our Jersey girl to go out and do the thing. And it was miraculous and beautiful.
And beautiful, yes.
It was the kind of room when she was done that any kid would want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's such a heartwarming story.
So many kisses yes. for you.
Yes.
She's amazing.
She never wants her name out there. Another reason why she's incredible and her husband as well. We thank you so much for your partnership,
Absolutely.
Your continued partnership, even though you're 5 states away from us.
So when you hear about, you know, concrete resources, and if you get a thought of, oh, people should just, you know, go do their thing and take care of themselves, that sounds great in reality.
It does.
But please remember, not everyone has access to a credit card or has a bank account or has an emergency fund or has a network that will help them
right.
when they're in crisis. And that's where we come in. When all those things have been exhausted, we have been trying to be the last wall.
Right. Because at the end of the day, we know that sometimes people just need stuff in order to advance.
And our kids
yes.
need stuff to feel
yes.
like normal kids.
Absolutely. Great way to end this CASA Connection podcast. Tracy, it was great talking to you about this particular subject matter. You know, every time we have these podcast episodes and we're talking together, I feel this renewed sense of, okay, let's get the job done. Let's do it. Let's keep working to the best of our ability for those children that need us. So,
agreed, Jeff. So, and the discussion we had this morning was on how do we show that we are just and moral people.
Yes.
And I think that this is one of those ways. And
we're doing it.
Thanks to everybody out there who's helping us do that.
Visit us online at casashaw.org. That is our website. We are on Instagram at casa_shaw, and you can like our Facebook page as well. Again, our website is casashaw.org. We've got a lot of resources over there. Take a gander at our resource page, and we will see you on the next, you will hear us, I should say, on the next CASA Connection podcast. We've got a lot of great content coming your way in the coming months and years for sure. Take care, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.